Vestak, who often appears with Bruce Whitfield on The Money Show. He said if the ships that are stuck behind the ship that is blocking the Suez Canal were driven by South African taxi drivers, they would simply take their ship up the riverbank, around the blocked ship and down into the water again. I've also got a great prize in rapid fire, a stay for two people in a Mountain View room in the V&A Hotel in the waterfront, and with a dinner voucher thrown in courtesy of Newmark Hotels. That'll be in rapid fire at 5:30.
Drive with Mike Wills, in for John Matham.
On Cape Talk.
At 11 minutes past 3, I want to stay with plastic. Some very good discussions over the past 2 days on this. It began with a campaign up Table View Way to get a catch net of some kind installed on the stormwater outlet on Bloberg Strand. So much plastic getting into the system through the stormwater drain, into the ocean, and onto the beaches, and above the tideline, and all of that. And that turned the conversation into recycling, and then into reducing. The main goal is to reduce the amount of plastic produced in the first place. Recycling is important, but not significant. We simply have to have a lot less of it. And that means using a lot less of it, and it also means less of it being produced. It can't just come in one direction. It can't just be a reduction in demand in the industry itself. The retail industry, the manufacturing industries have to get on board. We cannot, produce as much plastic. So we've heard all kinds of views. I've had lots of people saying they should be. Pressure on the retailers on this issue. I want to hear from the industry. The Director of Sustainability at Plastic SA is Do Steyn, and he joins me now. Do, very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Does the industry accept that it needs to make less of what it does? I know it's a hard thing for an industry to do.
Well, I must say, that's a tough one. Sometimes, like, if you're selling lately, there's a big challenge to the industry on what we produce, how we produce it, and we talk about the product we go into. But we all know plastic is material of choice, and it's also because of supply and demand. You know, look at population growth, look at the transport of products, look at the protection of products, or packaging, and also where plastic is used in your home, your transport, your medical, agriculture, and buildings. It's not a material that
Well, that's the question I'm asking you. It may be the best product in terms of convenience, but it is not palpably the best product in terms of the future of the environment. You cannot just keep disposing of this stuff. You have to find ways of producing less of it, don't we? And that includes a bit of pressure on you to do something I accept is difficult. It's saying to any industry, you must reduce your output, don't we? Have to make it vastly more expensive and vastly more reusable and vastly more recyclable.
Well, exactly. That is why we look at design for recycling, to make it recyclable. And the people have choices. If they can reduce the product, if they don't have to take it, they can also reuse most of the plastic packaging products, like your margarine tubs, your milk containers, etc., etc. There's applications that one can reuse it. But I mean, at the moment, if you look at the demand for packaging, what is the alternative? You know, people, there's a lot of emotions around it. But what are the people doing? If you look at the plastic lying in the environment, how did it get there? It's got there by people. It's a human behavior that we also need to change. We also need to look at proper waste management and recycling facilities. So there's a lot that we as an industry are doing through the SA initiative, through the producer responsibility organization, through the packaging SA, working in collaboration with various partners in the environmental and government field. It's not just a plastics industry challenge. I think it's a value chain. We all have a responsibility on what are we going to do to ensure that they don't end up in the environment.
But they do end up in the environment, even if they're not thrown away. They end up in a landfill. They're going to end up somewhere. They don't disappear.
Well,
that's the point about plastic.
It doesn't. You know, that is why I say we need to really, in this country, and especially the most of Africa, we need to ensure proper waste management. Make sure that those products don't get thrown in the environment. 80% of plastic in the ocean comes from land-based sources, mostly carried by rivers. So how do you get into the river? I can show you a few rivers of the people are dying in the river.
But that's because plastic has always been seen as a disposable thing, as rubbish to throw, to use it once and you get rid of it. It doesn't have the image of being a reasonable recycled,
who's to blame?
How significant, though, is plastic recycling? There was a devastating John Oliver piece in his last week Tonight Show, which said a very alarmingly small amount of plastic is actually recyclable, and it is only recyclable once. So that even if we were perfect in our recycling processes, we would still have a huge problem. Is that fair? Is that correct?
Well, if I talk about recycling once, that's not true. If you take a milk bottle, it can be recycled into an agricultural pipe. And that pipe can be recycled again and again and again. The same with the crate. The major products can be recycled again. The challenge we have is getting it back from the consumer, getting it back into the recycling stream. We currently produce about 5.5 million tons of polymer.
I used the milk example as yesterday as an example of where we were so much better off 30 years ago or 40 years ago when we used to leave milk bottles outside the gate, and the milk bottles would be taken away and replaced with the number of full milk bottles. So there was no plastic. It was all glass and it was all refill. It was refill 40, 50 years ago. Now it's all single-use plastic.
Washed. We are a water-scarce country. So why not to really look at the full value chain. We have to look at the best alternatives. We have to look at the environmental material. And not just look at emotional,
but it has to be. I know it's not easy. I appreciate it's a complex issue, and I appreciate there are lots of unintended consequences. You're making very valid points, and none of it is wrong. But the bigger picture is that, as I understand where we are on the planet, we cannot simply continue to keep making plastic. We have to stop making it. We have to make a lot less of it. Otherwise, irrespective of all the measures you're talking about, we're going to end up effectively choking our environment because plastic is still there.
What you're saying, Mike, is... make less of one and make more of another one where the carbon footprint might be higher. Just creating another problem with a different material. So I agree with you. We need to really sit down and find the best solution. And if it's a product that can be found out, then so be. But at the moment, we don't have many alternatives that make it environmentally clean.
But there are certain things we can do as consumers. A lot of what we buy in plastic, milk is probably a bad example because it's considered a staple or essential product. There is an enormous amount of stuff we buy, which is not, which doesn't have to have plastic around it, whether it be fruit in the supermarket or whether it be a cool drink or something we just don't need. We just have to stop having that stuff available in plastic because it's not essential.
It starts with the consumer. The consumer's got the choice to take it, yes or no. And then the consumer's got the choice to, if he's got the product, to throw the environment, or to have it recycled, or to make sure it goes right into a landfill so where it's contained, instead of throwing it in the environment.
No, I accept that, but you don't accept the industry. It's not just a consumer thing. It is also an industry thing. It's a government thing. It's a regulatory thing. People have to be led. If our behavior is leading to an environmental catastrophe, and I don't think that's an exaggeration, then we have to be forced to change our behavior. And that would include the industry, I would think.